The circus movie for me when I was a kid was Trapeze with Burt Lancaster, Gina Lola Brigida, and Tony Curtis. 1956 was the year for that swinging film. To get a better feel for what Water for Elephants is like, take a heaping helping of Trapeze and mix it in with some of the mid-30s movies made with Jean Harlow and Clark Gable. There were six of them before Miss Harlow's death in the summer of 1937. Reese Witherspoon isn't exactly a dead ringer for Jean Harlow, but you'd have to guess that visions of the first blonde bombshell went through a few minds conjuring up how Miss Witherspoon's character should play in this just-released Greatest Show on Earth film. It's taken from Sarah Gruen's same-titled best-selling romance novel, the screenplay by Richard LaGravenez. As director Francis Lawrence's first clinch close-up flashed on the screen of Witherspoon as Marlena, glued to Robert Pattinson as young Jacob, an alarm sounded about halfway between my ears that a trip down memory lane a la Harlow and Gable was imminent, in the guise of a 30-something circus on rails rolling through depression-racked America. Could Carnival be just across the next trestle? No such luck, nothing so broodingly stark and dark as that really fine but defunct HBO series set in the same period further west, mostly in the gritty, gray, and swirling air of America's Dust Bowl. Albeit euphemistically, Lawrence does parade some frames by, making one reflect on that creepy Carnival crew. How can anyone forget Clancy Brown as Carnival's amazingly freakish brother Justin Crowe? Water for Elephants is a tepid triangulation, as Trapeze was among Burt, Gina, and Tony back in 56. Now in 2011, the triangle is comprised of Robert Reese and, yep, and sure enough, Christoph Waltz. He plays August, Marlena's tough-minded taskmaster of a husband and the flashy Benzini Brothers ringmaster who gets his way with the animals using a bull hook. Author Sarah Gruen's devotion to animals makes no bones about her agenda, which I think is very cool. Being kind to animals is noble and most decent, but can telegraph an outcome to a story written by someone as concerned as she is for the non-human creatures of this planet. Financial stress rides hard on the Benzini business, and competition is ferocious between Benzini and Ringling Brothers. August treats most of his employees and the circus animals as you might think the cunning SS officer in Inglourious Basterds, Colonel Hans Landa, would. Waltz plays Landa in that film and won a Best Supporting Actor for it. Jacob has just met with great tragedy in his young life. His mom and dad have been killed in an auto accident, and he learns that his veterinarian father was in hock up to his eyebrows. The bank is not sympathetic. So as many did in the 30s, he hits the road, unable to carry through on career plans to follow his father's footsteps as an animal doctor, even though being close to taking a degree from Cornell. In what could be described as Picnic in reverse, Jacob jumps a passing freight that actually proves to be the Benzini Brothers' circus train. You can tell right away this honest, handsome, phlegmatically portrayed fellow is on track to a more exciting, if not as easy, a life as the wannabe veterinarian for a traveling circus that boasts a beautiful blonde woman as its headliner. And oh yes, she's married to the show's sometimes charming and sometimes vicious owner-ringmaster. William Holden never had it so good. With giant animals and the usual out-of-the-ordinary circus folks on board a train together trying to make a dollar during the Great Depression, what in the world could go wrong if however sanitized? Can't really go into detail here. That's for you to find out. But just know that all the things that might or do go awry in Water for Elephants are rather muted. The movie is rated PG-13. At the open and the close of the film, however, you can revel in the elderly Hal Holbrook, actor extraordinaire, playing Jacob, having gotten ancient. That's where the guts of this blandly told love story hide, allowing a payoff that's pleasantly surprising. Oh yes, Hal Brook turned 86 last February. The guy with this voice hopes you won't 86 the invitation to read more of his film reviews online at TulsaTVMemories.com or at the spacious International Movie Database that rides the net at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.